Hi class. Last time we have learned about talent management, which is a very important topic for HR management. We have seen how talent is to be managed, how it is to be acquired, how it is to be maintained, and how it is to be progressed further so that we can get a lot of benefits for the organization. With this, let's go to the next topic, and that is employee engagement. In fact, in present scenario with 21st century, lot of changes are occurring in technology, and for that you need organizational change. There is a diversity of employees also, which is occurring day by day because of the globalization. In that case, with the competition that's occurring at the global market, and the manufacturing which was more important earlier with better and better equipments and the better ways to do the manufacturing is gradually reducing. It is more of service organization that's coming up in the present scenario because of automation, because of the technological changes that are occurring, and hence less and less manual labor is required. It is more of the intellect, the knowledge, which is becoming more important. And in this present scenario, managers are finding it much more difficult to manage and make the employees engage in their work so that there is involvement and commitment to the organization. Because there are a lot of organizations coming up where they may offer them better salary, and hence it is likely that there is job hopping, which also occurs more frequently in present scenario. The earlier days have gone now where the people were very loyal to the organization and they were there committed to the same organization for lifetime at times or for 20, 30 years, which is becoming less and less common in today's scenario. And hence, let's understand what is employee engagement. It is basically the engagement of an employee in the intellectual aspect, where he is involved in the job, in the social aspect, where he has got the relations, interpersonal relations with his colleagues, with his superior, to the best possible way, so that he is happy working in that environment, and at the same time, one should be totally involved in the job and committed to the job. Well, Jack Welch from GE, who is one of the most eminent CEO in this world, has told that there are three aspects which tells you how is the organizational health, in which he tells that the first and foremost is the employee engagement. The second one may be customer satisfaction, and the third one will be the cash at hand. So you can understand that a person like Jack Welch also is telling that the employee engagement is the most important aspect which tells you about the organizational health. With this, let's understand why we should learn employee engagement in detail. So we'll go through this learning objectives of that. First, we'll understand about the concept of employee engagement and its different dimensions. We'll understand what's the significance of employee engagement, why we want the employees to be engaged, what will happen by having the maximum number of employees in an organization who are engaged with their work. Let's understand also the key factors which are going to drive the employee engagement in the organization, and what can be the related strategies the managers have to follow so that the employee engagement will be to the best possible way. We'll also understand about the guidelines for employee engagement initiatives. What are the initiatives one has to take so that the employees remain engaged in their work, and how to go about it. We'll also learn about impact of employee engagement on business, and we'll see the need and ways of measuring employee engagement so that we can understand how well the employees are engaged, the extent to which they are engaged, and once we know that, we can see for the improvement of the same in a better way. Let's understand about the employee engagement and how it evolved over a period of time. The employees engaged in their work and committed to their organizations always offer competitive advantage to the company, because today it is the knowledge workers, it is the intellectual workers, it is the commitment of these workers towards more innovation which is more important as compared to the earlier manual work that's going on in earlier days. And hence, when we have got the engaged employees, it is going to give the competitive advantage to the organization, which will lead to higher productivity, as well as the company will remain stable and sustainable in a way that it will progress further and further because of the innovative products it's going to make. In today's world, as we have seen, employees have got higher power than the organization itself. Earlier days, because of the machines, because of the tools, because of the entrepreneur, because of the finances, organization was having an edge over the employees, and HR, human resources, were considered to be something which can be dispensed of if once they are used, it can be dispensed of, and then because they are doing the routine work. But today's scenario is different. The employees have got high power as compared to the organization, other resources, because today if we see, knowledge is power, and because of the professional skills of these employees, ultimately the products and the services they are able to offer to the customers to the best possible way, and customers are delighted, and that's how their market share is improving. So today employees have got high power. Well, if we see the evolution of employee engagement, in 1990 Gallup coined the word employee engagement, and he has developed 12 questionnaire which, when the employee answers, we can find out from that whether he is totally engaged with the employment or not, which will give us an idea about the intellectual engagement, about the affective engagement, and about the social engagement. So right from his way in which he is working, the performance can be improved by his intellectual, how much he is involved and absorbed in his work, we can find out from these questions. We can always find out whether he is emotionally connected to his work, as at the same time we can find out this from these questionnaires about whether he speaks to the colleagues and outside people good about the employer or not, because he is having job satisfaction as well as involvement in his work. So this is how this 12 questionnaire developed by Gallup tells us exactly whether the employees are engaged in the work, in the organization for the work or not, and this gives a clear idea about the extent to which they are engaged, and hence if they are not engaged to the optimum level, we can always take some measures how to improve this engagement. Well, why this is becoming more and more important over a period of time? Because there are numerous changes that are occurring at the global scenario, which is leading to lot of technological changes, products and services are becoming obsolete day by day unless they have been improved, unless new features are given to their services, unless you know exactly what the customer wants, which has to be tailor-made if required, rather than a unique product which earlier we used to have, and we were having monopoly, thereby whatever we produce, it was being sold. This has led to a lot of organizational changes required in the structure. As we know, earlier days there were more of vertical structure, rather today it is more of flat structure, where multi-skilling is required. The employee diversity is also occurring because of the globalization in the age, sex, in the race, religion, in the intellect, in various aspects. If we see, because of the employee diversity, which can lead to newer ideas also, innovation is better, and when multiple people work in a team, definitely it is going to help us in solving the problems in much better way. So diversity, teamwork. We are now having more and more people who have got self-control over their teamwork and self-management, which leads to job satisfaction. There is boundarylessness. There is no one particular office where people are sitting and doing their work. All over the world, people may be sitting anywhere at any corner of the world, and they are interconnected with information technology in the form of emails, in the form of video conferences, and so there is no boundary to the work area. And there is a concept of continuous learning. As we know, all the organizations today need to become highly quality conscious. Total quality management, ISO, so many accreditation authorities are there. The organizations are there who give the accreditation to these various organizations based on the quality that they are giving in their products and services. Maybe ISO 9001, 2008, ISO 14001, ISO 22000 for various kinds of product services, the CSR, etc., etc. And for hospitals also, there are National Accreditation Board of Hospitals, there are JACO. So various kinds of quality consciousness is increasing because the customers are requiring better and better quality because of the global awareness about the products and services that are available. At the same time, people want newer and newer things so that they are happily doing something new. They don't want monotonous things to use for their work. For example, today's younger generation probably will throw away their mobile phone once in 6 months, because they know they want better and better versions, better and newer versions of these mobile phones. They want better and better features of these mobile phones. And it's a status symbol also at times for some of the people. And which leads to your talents, which are there, to become obsolete unless you are upgrading your skills all the time. And this leads to continuous learning for your employees. And hence, one should have a learning organization, rather than once we have told the people to work in a particular fashion, let them work throughout their life like that. And for that, what's happening? Unless the employees are engaged in their work, they are involved in their work, at the same time they are committed to their organization, it will be very difficult for these people to upgrade their skills all the time, to be happy working with different kinds of people in the age group, in the sex group. Their ego will come into way. So we want the people to be totally involved in their work. At the same time, these people should have pride in their employer, and they should feel that they are producing some value to the organization. That's what has to be given by the employer to them, in their attitude, in their behavior, so that they are always appreciated for what they are doing. And this will lead to the involvement of this work, at the same time the loyalty of this workforce towards the organization, which is very important in today's world. So let's define what is employee engagement. The employee satisfaction in job and pride in their employer, the extent to which people enjoy and believe in what they do for work, and the perception that employer value the same, is what is important for all employees, and hence they will be engaged if this kind of environment is given to these employees. So they should be proud that I am working for so and so company. Google is one of the company where most of the people will be proud to work for. It is one of the best employer, one can say. So one should be proud for the employer, and they should enjoy whatever work they are doing. It should be fun for them rather than a punishment, or rather than, you know, on Monday morning when they go to work, they feel like sleeping and think that, let me take rest, let me not go today. That kind of attitude should not come at all, because once they enjoy the work, they are enthusiastic, they are waiting for Monday morning after getting 2 days holiday, say Saturday, Sunday, to reach the office at the earliest and start their work. So that kind of enjoyment should be there in their work for the employees. At the same time, they should believe that what they are doing for the work is the right thing. It is as per their values and the organization culture and values. And they should perceive that the employer is going to value what the employee is doing the work. So Gallup has given the definition as involvement with and enthusiasm for work as the employee engagement. Organizations with employee engagement always has higher retention of these employees, so employee turnover is much less. Productivity of this organization improves day by day. There is customer satisfaction. Because of the continuous learning, their involvement in the job, they know what are the problems that are coming. They try to innovate newer and newer things to sort out these problems and improve the quality of their products and services. And this will lead to improved productivity, better customer satisfaction, and employees also will be very enthusiastic and very happy working in this organization once they are engaged. What is the significance of an engaged employee? An engaged employee is always positive about the job, works actively to make things better. When he has got positive attitude, anything comes in his job which has got some or the other problems, he is going to actively look into what should be done to improve and give a better result in his job, better quality in his job, so that customer will be satisfied. So he himself will go out of the way to find out how to make things better. He believes in and identifies with the organization. He believes that my organization values me and my work, and he identifies as if he is the part of the organization. That's what's happening in TCS, Wipro, and so many good organizations, that the employees feel that it is my organization rather than an entrepreneur's organization. He treats all the other employees and the superiors and the customers with dignity and respect. He is always dependable. You can rely on him that he is going to do the perfect work, and he keeps up to date with the latest knowledge, skills which are required to perform his job. He sees overall the bigger picture of what his work is going to be in the whole of the organization. Let's get it this, what we mean by bigger picture with one example. Once one of the bosses, one of the top manager, was going, and he saw one person building the wall for the temple. He asked this person, "Good morning, gentlemen. What are you doing?" He told that, "I am putting one brick over the other and putting some cement in between." Well, he went ahead. He saw another person doing the same thing. And he asked him, "What are you doing, brother?" That fellow told, "Well, I am making the wall of a temple." Well, when the top manager went ahead, he saw the third person doing the same thing. But that fellow told, when he was asked what he is doing, he told that, "I am making the temple where people, because of their problems, come crying here to God, are going to come crying here to God, and they are going to get serenity, mental peace, and solutions for their problems, and they are going to go smiling from this temple. So, I am doing a wonderful work for the community, for the society." And you can understand, then, a person who is having the bigger picture of what he is doing. As you can see in this example, the third person who told this kind of beautiful words to the top manager, one can understand how much passionate he will be and how much dedicated he will be while doing his work, because he has got a bigger picture of what he is doing. Similarly, in any organization, when the employees are working, unless they are told the significance of their work, to make them understand what is the work that they are doing has got the overall significance for the organization, then only they know the importance of this work and they will be involved in this work in much better way, with passionately and dedicatedly, and they will be having pride in doing their work, which will improve the organizational performance to a large extent. Let's understand it with one more example. When we see a sweeper sweeping in the hospital, if that person doesn't understand what's the importance of his work, which has not been told to him, he may be a bit casual about his work. And since he is involved in dirty work, in some of the blood, body fluids, etc. also may be there, and the stained clothes, say bed sheets, etc. will be there, he will be having lot of stings. So probably he may be going in for alcoholism also at times, and he may not do it with full commitment at times. He feels that nobody is seeing, so let me keep some dirt or some rags, etc. at the corner of this room, because it is very difficult for me to go to that corner and do it. Or some of the places where normally nobody visits, that he is least bothered to do the work with full sincerity. That's what happens many times. So if the hospital medical superintendent has told the sweeper when he is joining the hospital that your work is equally important to the doctors and nurses of this hospital, because it is you who is responsible to keep the hygiene of this hospital to the optimum, which is going to help the healthy environment for the patients as well as for all of the staff, which is going to reduce the hospital acquired infection, and hence the patients will become well much earlier. They will be the relatives of these patients also, when they visit the hospital, they will be impressed with the cleanliness of this hospital. They are also not going to be affected by the nosocomial infections, which can be some viruses or some bacteria in the air because of poor hygiene maintained. So your work is equally important to doctors and nurses, and you should be dedicated to your work, and of course we appreciate what you do. Don't feel that it's a menial work. And whenever a hospital administrator comes for the round in the hospital, if he greets the sweeper with full respect and self-dignity, if he always smiles and talks to this person about his health, about his family members, etc., you can understand and reinforces about the importance of his work for the bigger picture, what his work leads to for the hospital as a whole. Naturally, once the patients are satisfied, once they are not going to suffer from hospital acquired infection, they can leave the hospital early. By word of mouth, the name and fame of the hospital will improve, and definitely all the people will be very happy working there as an employee, as well as the patients and their relatives will be happy because of the hygiene being kept very well by these sweepers. So one should understand how, when the employees are looking at the bigger picture, definitely the organizational performance as a whole will improve to a large extent. Let's understand this significance further in the form of when we have a lot of resources in the organization, in the form of finance, in the form of machines, in the form of equipments. Engineers are there who are going to look after various layout and other things. But ultimately it is the human resource which is the main source of competitive edge in today's world. It is the soft skills, interpersonal communication, the pride in their work, job satisfaction because of the way in which the superiors are appreciating their employees. It is going to improve their motivation and improve their morale to work for the organization. So it is the soft skills which are more important, which will lead to employee engagement. By this, it will lead to talent retention, which we have seen last time how talent retention can be done. Talent identification is important, no doubt, but talent retention is more important than just talent identification and acquisition. And this will lead to overwhelming impact to the whole organization. In future also it will cross the limits and go further and further with better and better customer satisfaction and improve market share and profitability. What are the key dimensions of the employee engagement? There are three key dimensions. One is intellectual engagement, the second is affective engagement, and the third one is social engagement. What we mean by intellectual engagement? It is the degree to which people are absorbed in their work, totally involved in their work, so that they can improve their performance day by day. It is the way in which they are improving their performance. Once they are involved in their work, they get enjoyment of successfully doing their work. You may be knowing how Archimedes came out of the swimming pool naked, saying Eureka, Eureka. You can understand how much involved he was in his work, in his research, that he couldn't remember that he is not wearing clothes also. And the enjoyment he got when he found something in his research when he was swimming. So you can understand, when the employees are absorbed in their work, involved in their work, it is definitely going to be a pleasant experience for them, which will be a play for them in a way. Work will not be something which is to be done because it has to be done. But they will be enjoying this work like a play, and this will improve their performance day by day. The second one is affective engagement. Affection or affective means emotions, feelings. So the degree to which people feel positive emotional connect with their work, when they have got positive emotional connect with their work, they will be happily doing it and they will be doing it with full passion and dedication. The third one is social engagement. The degree to which people speak to their colleagues about work-related improvements and changes so that they are not going to reinvent the wheel and they will be also benefited and overall the organization will be benefited. And they are going to speak good about the organization also whenever they are going out in their social functions, etc. So when they have got social engagement for the work that they are doing, they are going to tell the positive aspect of doing the work in a better way without keeping anything secret for improvements and changes so that overall the organization's performance will also improve.